This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
And I'm crunching my mint still. Excuse me, I know people don't like eating sounds on air, so I just want to be respectful. Hayes, if you could kind of take the reins for the opening of the episode, just because I am crunching my little mint. Out of respect for our guest.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy too. We're celebrating today. We are holding this moment, this special occasion that is happening. We have Gillian here. Gillian Jacobs is on the show.
Happy to be here. Nice to meet you guys.
Yes.
This is one of the most punishing ordeals of my life.
Oh.
Booking Gillian on this show. The team is teaming.
Really?
The team's running interference.
Oh,
yes.
The team is making sure that no riffraff is able to book you on a podcast.
Yes.
Even when they have met you several times. I noticed you said nice to meet you. And oh, shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No.
Wait.
They're protecting you. That's their job.
Yeah. They're supposed to do that.
Sorry. I feel like such an asshole. Where did we meet?
So, I guess, do you want, like, chronologically, should we go?
Or it's more than once?
Well, let him go first, and then I'll go.
I'm having a hard time differentiating you
no,
two.
No, so and that's common. Like, it's like, that's common. I think that is why Hayes did this with his hair. So we...
Did this.
It's glorious.
Did this.
Yeah.
Your eyebrows are, like, identical. Has anyone ever said that to you?
Mine are like his is dad.
Wait.
They're close. They're related
for
sure, but mine are the dad of his.
Oh.
Yeah. So like that's what you're seeing.
There's
like
baby.
There's a genetic relationship there, but mine
are dad. I don't
know
where the voice is coming from because it's like two of the same face and the voice is bouncing around the room.
But I actually did want to have this conversation and I was hoping to get some advice. A lot of times we give our guests advice, but I would like to know if there's anything you feel that I could do to become more memorable. So we have, I guess we probably met for the first time in maybe 2010. So about 13 years ago.
Wow.
Remember the tea party?
I believe you.
Not the political.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was during the, it was when.
No, that wasn't
party,
me.
It was when, oh, that
when
was
the
going
tea party
on. No,
was
no,
jumping
no.
Off.
It's not like.
No, it was
really
just like, it was on all of our
there,
minds.
But,
and maybe that's
I
why.
I was just saying stuff
you
that
were
was
distracted.
Happening.
Oh,
but
I
not
think
implying that you were there.
Attended my improv show at UCB very shortly thereafter. We started living in the same apartment building for multiple years.
What?
We would see each other in the lobby a lot.
What are you talking
then
about?
Then later, I was cast on a television show called Love. You and I had a scene together.
Not ringing a
where
bell.
We interacted a little beyond
Wait,
that.
Wait, what was the scene? I don't remember.
I'm like, you like stole my cigarettes. And
that doesn't narrow it down.
It was the second to last episode of the series.
The show fell into a little bit of a rut around that time, didn't it? With the cigarettes.
With the cigarette stealing plot lines.
Stealing the cigarettes.
I mean, you say
it was interesting. Like, you know, when I, the first time it happened, I was like, oh, this is like a little bit interesting, but not, in my head, I was not like,
these notes
I need
are
to
for
see
Paul
this
Russ.
Over
these are,
and over
I'm
again.
Sorry, I didn't write the show.
Well, we'll
so
give them to Paul.
Like,
well,
them.
We will give them to Paul.
Okay.
Because we're friends. Yeah, we know Paul.
You know,
yeah,
oh, know you know Paul.
Yeah, we know Paul.
Is that how you got on the show?
It was
probably.
No,
yes,
no, no, no,
likely,
no, no,
yes.
No. Sean said specifically it's better that, like, Paul not know.
Did you do it under a different
totally
name?
Blind.
I wanted
hooded,
my audition to be anonymous.
Hooded audition.
Yeah. I did not audition for the role I received.
Oh.
Yes.
But I did, but I...
Which role did you audition for?
E.T.
Oh, God. Yeah, I was originally supposed to play E.T. I don't know how many drafts of the pilot you read, but at first E.T. was just kind of chilling out. Like,
of course.
Yeah.
He was going to use his little thingy to light all the stolen cigarettes.
Interesting. So I had E.T.
No one had E.T. Yeah. I don't think like the owning E.T. was really.
Oh, well, I lived with E.T. before Claudio was cast. E.T. was my roommate. Is that Claudio Doherty? That was the plot?
E.T. was crashing out. I mean, yes. He would be, they didn't drill down too hard on like the specifics of like where E.T. lived or like what his goals were. He just kind of seemed to enter scenes when it was convenient. Somebody needed a cigarette lit.
Wow.
Somebody like whatever.
It is true.
Couldn't
that in
find
a
their
movie,
cell phone.
At any given time, someone does just kind of have E.T.
Yeah.
I've never seen E.T.
The kid has a.
And then Kill him!
And then the army has him.
You'd love it.
Can he?
You're very tapped in to the concept. It is just about who
you
has
seem
him.
Connected
I
to
really
it.
I consider
yeah.
myself like a Hollywood insider. You know, I'm still just a girl from Pittsburgh, so there's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about you being a girl from Pittsburgh, and you said it the first, like, this is the wrong show for you. You're not really tapped into Hollywood.
Yeah.
But I do notice that you have a Winning Time duffel bag.
What?
You have a 10-year-old Tom sweatshirt on.
And
you
t-shirt.
Have a late
Tom
night
t-shirt.
With Jimmy Kimmel.
Season 2. Jimmy Kimmel
baseball
hat.
Cap on. Yeah. And
what's in the bag, I guess?
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, this was not supposed to be on the show, but oops. New. Season 2 coming out on Max. Yeah. Winning Time season 2. Season 2 10-year-old Tom coming out on Max, but
wow. Your sunglasses say
Max.
Everwood on
them. Oh, my boyfriend created the bear, so I brought you a lot of
look at that
t-shirts.
Okay. Oh,
we
wow.
famously right. love the bear
what
on the show.
I brought a bunch. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got
okay.
One for you.
Oh, wonderful.
And
yeah, I probably need to go a little bigger.
Okay, what you want? You got there. You go.
Thank you.
What you got?
I'm taking an
medium.
L
you
in
want
terms
medium?
Of the size that
Did
I
you
need.
Have a medium there? Wait here.
Thanks.
Behind the camera.
Okay. So yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, of course, Chris lived in the same apartment building as me as well. And
yeah.
We also like had some meetings about a project. And he's really nice.
Yeah.
Just so busy. And then you you and I run into each other on the kind of picket line at Paramount multiple times. One time mm-hmm. you asked me if I needed any help at the neutral gate. And I explained what a neutral gate was.
Yep.
And then we also go to the same coffee shop a lot. Mm-hmm. You're always very nice to like my daughter and my wife.
Yep.
And then... when you see me, it just kind of, you just sort of glaze over,
okay.
like you sort of look right through me, you mm-hmm. know? And I'll be friendly as hell. I'll be like, overnight oats, huh?
Yep.
You really think they're overnight? And then you know, won't necessarily answer. And so, like, I just know what I've been doing isn't working.
Because
mm-hmm. it's not just you. I mean, it's you a lot of the time,
yeah.
but it's not only you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're looking at him now.
Yeah.
So, like, is there something, is there advice? Because obviously you got all this swag. Like, how do I get to a level where people are giving me like a 10-year-old Tom shirt?
I'd say first thing, like, get a hat with your name on it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Your hat says Jimmy Kimmel.
I mean, you know. I've got so much, I don't have to wear a Gillian Jacobs hat.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
But maybe you need a hat.
Mm-hmm.
That says Sean.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I have my son's name on my hat a lot of the time, but.
Maybe that's the problem why she's
well, are you trying to like, are you trying to launch your son's career? Like, are we
well,
trying
it may
to
be
get...
too late for me, Gillian.
Okay, well then let's focus on the next generation.
Yeah, well that I guess was sort of the idea. So like how can I not infect him with my personality so that he is able to sort of
I mean, apparently I respond well to your wife, so maybe let her lead.
Mm-hmm.
So should I like leave?
Yeah.
Just vanish.
You can go back to the apartment building that we lived in.
If you vanished.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can go back there.
I will go back there.
And you
and
let your
wife.
And
then if my friends try to park in the parking lot there, then I'll have like a big hassle from the doorman.
Oh my
who, like,
God.
Sort of won't accept that I live there. R.I.P. of course.
What?
Larry's passed away, Gillian.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I did, this is. I did not want
permanent.
This episode to be about. I did not want this episode to be about this.
Oh my God.
Used to call him Permanent Larry.
Is this real? Wait.
Yeah, so Larry has.
Oh my god.
Moved on.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's watching Tangled on a little tiny compact laptop somewhere in the sky.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
I'm sorry. I didn't want this to be about this, but we did have a project we wanted to discuss with
okay.
you. Maybe it'll be
just sort
maybe
of
it'll be a
all,
nice
yeah.
sort of palate cleanser,
okay.
right? I know that something you've been really passionate about
uh-huh.
Is making documentaries.
Yes.
Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I'm sad about Larry.
This is life, isn't it? And this mm-hmm. is what documentaries are
yeah.
meant to capture. Is there anything more cinematic, more action-packed, more dramedy than the life of Larry?
Can we honor Larry
yes.
in a way in this episode
by making
a project?
Us.
Okay, let's pivot. That, we
yeah.
got to pivot. We got to
well,
pivot.
Let's do it.
Let's
like,
go back yes. to you.
Let's make something that, you know, the okay. kind of thing that Larry would be proud to put in a little tiny laptop on the desk in front of the door. And I think that could be really powerful. And I know that you become passionate about documentary mm-hmm. filming. I think we even had a quote about it. Would you like me to read your quote from the
yes,
interview?
Yes, please. Nothing I like to hear more than my own words.
He loved Tangled, huh? That was a movie he watched.
I do remember being like, what are you watching? He was like, it's Tangled, you know? And I was like, is it good? And he's like, it's not bad.
And he was, in a way, that's kind of about the doorman experience.
I haven't seen Tangled either.
Okay, you don't have to have seen. I mean, I don't think I've seen it. You don't have to have seen it to know. Mm-hmm. It's like it's Rapunzel. You don't need to have seen Rapunzel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just crazy to be like, am I wrong? To be like, I haven't seen Tangled, so I can't comment on whether or not
know.
The Rapunzel story is kind of about like doorman related issues.
This just feels like something where it's like a brand thing where it's like, I haven't seen movies, you know?
Yes.
Sorry.
Like, no, I'm not criticizing it. I'm just telling Hayes, like, I don't think you want to press too hard on
yeah.
it.
Because... We didn't talk about, like, my connection to you at all. We went over Sean's for, like, 20 minutes. Just, like, as we're getting into
yeah, why don't you,
the documentary
well, yes,
space.
Well, let's
okay,
do
let's,
that.
Let's do your doc
let's do,
stuff.
Okay, let's
why
talk
do
about
get a
how
doc
you know.
And he doesn't.
No. The doc is... Have you seen this Smartless show?
No.
Okay, so that's very
okay.
on brand.
Yeah.
You haven't seen
consistent with
E.T., haven't seen Tangled, haven't seen the Smartless show.
E.T., okay.
Okay.
Some people miss E.T.,
okay.
but not seeing the Smartless show,
yeah.
I start to go, something's happening here.
Where can
for
I
you.
Watch this Smartless
on
show?
On freaking Max.
Oh, yeah. Max.
Yeah, where 10-year-old Tom and Winning Time rest their weary heads.
Okay,
so,
well. Why didn't Max tell me about it?
It has been trying.
Yes.
Believe me when I tell you, it has been attempting to contact you about this Smartless show, which is shot beautifully, black and white.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's like famous photographer and looks incredible. And it really captures the nuts and bolts and all the grime that goes into making a podcast. Because people see the show.
Yes, yes,
like,
yes. Your
oh,
gorgeous
it's all
set.
Fun,
yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But
a quote
really.
From Ron Howard.
Yes.
But what they don't see is 7 minutes of us ordering lunch to the
mm-hmm.
room.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
oh,
I mean?
Is that the
and kind
show?
Of like
that's
criticizing
part, I mean,
each other's
it's 7
orders.
Minutes of the show, yeah.
It's 7 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they don't see like this hideous mess going on over here. But this
don't
is literally.
Talk about
this
your producers.
Is
like
literally
that.
All
excuse
I have
me,
to look at.
We didn't mean the people.
Is this ghastly,
exclusively.
This ghastly
wow.
display?
Yes.
Everyone else. So I'm sort of like, where's my like podcast looking at experience?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Wait.
Because I know what they get to see while they do their job.
Yeah.
Wait, stop. What was that?
And it ain't.
Where's my
podcast looking at experience?
Right.
My podcast
looking at
I'm imprisoned in this.
Where's my podcast
behind
looking
these
at?
Eyes? Mm-hmm. Everyone else is facing out at me. All these cameras. This is everyone in the world facing out at this. And but except for me and him.
What's your favorite,
I'm trapped
what's your
behind
favorite
these eyes.
Music. What's your favorite band?
It's probably like you know, the late
night band. Haven't heard any music either. Haven't heard any music either.
The late night band on Jimmy Kimmel. That's your favorite band?
And that's what we call them?
There's no like band
leader name or anything.
Because for me, it's like all the late night shows, they come together to form a super group.
Yeah, sort of the traveling Wilburys of late night bands.
Yeah, and that's my favorite.
John Baptiste, Reggie is there. Reggie just got fucking shit canned from the band, I guess. Because that's what they do. Once you're out, you're out.
Yeah.
It's only one the ones who are on air doing it.
Paul Schaefer's there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Band leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's my favorite band.
Okay. Well, do you ever think about how the late night band, they don't really get to listen to the late night band because they're doing it.
Yeah. You don't think they go home and watch?
Where's their podcast looking at?
No one ever plays music for them except Conan sometimes would.
Yeah.
Conan would sometimes.
He'll do like an Elvis cover or something.
Who was thoughtful enough to get out the guitar.
Fallon's singing all the time.
Fallon will sometimes
play. He makes them do it with him though.
Oh, so Conan would perform for them.
Yes.
Conan goes, you guys take a seat. Chill out. You know, take five. This is your time to relax and just listen to some music.
That's generous.
Yeah. The bear never.
So wait, so you.
Never, ever, even once plays music for John Baptiste.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to watch yourselves making the podcast. That's what you're telling me you want the doc to be?
I mean, I think it would be nice for someone to do that for us just one time.
Gillian, speaking of late night, can I tell you? And can you pass this along? Because I do really appreciate the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That the bear was probably my favorite watch of the entire past year.
Mm-hmm.
And I am spelling it B-E-R-T.
Apostrophe B-E-R-T.
And it is Stephen Colbert. I love the bear.
The bear.
I love to watch the bear.
What?
And so I do.
What's
I do
your favorite episode of the bear?
Oh, God. Have you been on?
Wait. Yes.
Oh, that one was.
You had to reach back. What a
I'm
life.
I'm Kimmel focused right
what
now.
What a career.
Mm-hmm.
Have I done
Colbert?
My
favorite music is late night band, and I don't know if I've ever been on Stephen Colbert. Jesus Christ.
Are my sunglasses covering my pimple sticker, or can you see it?
I don't know why you have a sticker of a pimple. on your face.
Usually people use a sticker
and if
to
you're,
cover a pimple.
And if you would do that, I would think that you would want to display it because otherwise why wear it at all?
Yeah.
It's a new thing I'm trying. I wanted you to both see it and I wanted to wear the sunglasses. So I'm battling two things right now.
Okay. It's not even that bad a pimple on the sticker.
Yeah.
If I you're going to do a sticker,
if you're going to get a pimple sticker, let's have this thing ready to fucking blow. Yeah.
Bust.
Yeah. That, you know what? I've got it.
Okay.
Pimple popping videos are huge online. Mm. You should pivot to a pimple popping podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would give you something really visual to
pimple podcast.
Yes, for the documentary. And you could go on the journey of becoming dermatologists and popping pimples.
Sorry, I want to get into
the
how Hayes knows you. But
the black and white of it is going to be tough because, like, the color.
They've already done that. You can't top it, so don't imitate
it. The dream coat of colors.
No, you're Technicolor. You're Technicolor for your dog.
Oh, so we're not doing black and white.
No, they've done it.
Okay. We are shooting on film.
May I have
like winning
sepia
time.
Tones? Mother, may I have some sepia tones?
No. We're going full Technicolor.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Think movie musical from the MGM era of Hollywood. Mm. That's what we're doing.
I can't imagine.
Millimeter.
It just makes me laugh when I try to imagine Winning Time not shot on film.
It has a strong comedic element.
Wait. Watch this. Okay. Ready? Just for a second, imagine Winning Time not being shot on film.
Oh, no.
That's why you need a doc, is because
do not.
It's not funny to listen to you both, but it's funny to watch you.
It could be good to see.
That's right.
It's funny to look at
this
you.
This is what we're saying. We need a doc.
Well, you're something of an expert on a doc, because imagine my surprise when I unfolded my favorite periodical, Grazia magazine.
Oh, thank you.
Meanwhile, Jacobs has honed skills beyond acting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning how to be a documentarian, she reveals. And it had been always a secret.
Eternal student.
Yes.
I like learning about something entirely new. I have this new skill set.
Why did you say thank you about Gratia Magazine?
I have this new skill set of putting together a compelling documentary.
I bought it. That's how I got it.
Bought it.
And hey, this is some of what we should prep for. It includes doing interviews, sourcing archival footage.
Yes.
Learning to shoot.
Yes. You can always learn more.
I would love to continue to do that.
Yes.
So the new skill set is making compelling documentaries.
One of them.
You're going to make one.
Let us be the judge.
One and done.
Yeah. No. I've already made more than one.
Okay.
Make one more. It's one of my new skill sets.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you made one about middle-aged white guys making a podcast?
Yes.
Because Smartless has kicked down the doors that used to be locked shut for people like us to be in a documentary.
How long have you been doing this podcast?
10 years.
And how long have they been doing that podcast?
A year.
10 seconds.
And they have a podcast and they have a documentary. Is it one episode?
But from what I heard, they split it up, they only get for the documentary like a couple million bucks each.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they you 10 years?
10, yeah.
That how this was like a quarantine project for them?
Yeah.
And they have a what's the podcast documenting?
They're on a tour.
Have you guys done a tour?
Yeah. A little one.
Compare the venues?
So I hate to compare, you know.
Yeah.
Did they do the cities that we did on the Boys Gone Bad?
Well,
tour
I know
2017?
They did. I know they did Boston, and we've done Boston.
They did
once.
Chicago.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
We did Somerville. Yeah.
They did DC somewhere in Wisconsin.
We did Chicago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We did Chicago City.
But I'm talking about not the number of cities, the size of the venue played.
The venue themselves?
Yes. How many seats? How many butts in seats?
You're not going to get anywhere comparing your insides to someone else's outsides. And that's true of venues as well.
Mm.
To say like, oh, there's this many seats inside the venue. And it's like,
so they sold their podcast to a podcasting network. What was their deal? How much? Can you look that up?
How the amount of money that they...
Kevin works for them.
They became a network.
They're their own.
They
network?
Are their own network, yeah. But I think they're
they
owned by like
sold.
Amazon.
They went straight
yeah.
to becoming
yeah.
a network.
Yeah,
I think it was like 100 million.
How many spinoff shows do you have?
Like 4.
Currently.
Yeah.
How many do they have?
None.
So they got the money to become a network, and they haven't even had to make any other shows.
They have a handful of other shows, but they have no involvement.
We have to make our own.
Yeah.
When we say it's a spinoff, it's just us like spinning out.
So it's
like,
not passive income for you.
Spiraling.
Sorry, I said 100 million. It was 80 million.
Yeah, okay. So.
They sold the podcast. So that's
20 million is a big chunk of change.
And there's 3 of them, so.
Well, but how much did they make on the tour? They could have made that 20 up on the tour.
Yeah.
And that doesn't include the show.
And then the show. And how many episodes of the show?
They probably have to pay a producer, you know?
What's sad to me is you're like, how long have you guys been doing this? When we started, I would go to Sean's house and we would have these basically dream sessions.
Yes.
About like come up with an idea for a big podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you were there in the same building.
I was
stomping around.
Yeah.
I do have a heavy footfall.
I don't know what was
stomping
going on
up our
there.
Ceiling. Yeah.
I do have a heavy footfall.
It's like a freaking rhinoceros up there.
And then we'd pass you, and all Sade's like tour equipment would be out.
Yes,
and, like,
because
big boxes
Sade's bassist lived in our building.
That's right. Yeah.
That's not a bit.
Yeah. And then you'd get in the elevator and Jeffrey Arend would be behind you, and he'd say the
no,
line
no, no,
from
no,
the
no,
devil
No, 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 now you're
and...
conflating timelines because they lived in the apartment before us. No. Get it straight.
He would
this
still,
is why you can't make a documentary.
You think
you're
he
lying.
Never comes back and rides the elevator?
You're
yeah,
fabulous.
You don't think he's ever in the elevator?
Have you worked at that building since you moved out?
Have I worked there? I have so many jobs. This is like you and Colbert. It's like, I definitely
love
work.
The bear.
Yeah. No. No. Have you been working there a lot?
They film
a lot there, huh?
I did. I filmed something there after I moved out.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find common ground, but none.
Been filming less, been doing more of this.
Oh.
Yeah.
So then.
But now let's combine our loves. Documentary film.
Yes.
You know, on camera film. And then
so
like.
Hard. Have you pitched it? Have you pitched it?
We have nothing. We have nothing to pitch.
We're pitching it now to our documentarian. This is the package.
I'm learning. I'm
we're
still learning.
We're trying. Yes, we're coming together. This is the dream session.
Okay, this is the dream weaving.
Do you need to freaking like put on big galoshes and like roll around mm-hmm. and like make like I would say it extended the gestation period for our podcast by a couple years.
My
by
stomping?
Just like your
stomping
disruptive noise.
I'm really sorry. I wear these clogs a lot because my feet aren't great. Okay, so I have to wear these clogs.
And like big falling.
Honking
like,
clompers.
Like the clogs are it's not so, like keeping
I
you
sometimes
up.
I was really worried. Like, because we'd hear one really loud thump and then nothing for a while. We'd go like, do we need to go check? Like, did she fall?
That's so sweet, but you didn't.
No.
And did you have like stairs somehow within the apartment that you were
you
like,
know sometimes I would
down?
Do photo shoots at the apartment and I'd get a ladder
okay
and so you know you want to have different heights
yeah
it you sounded know, like you would fall down the ladder and like hit every step all the way down
and yet you never came to check on me
well it you didn't would, really I mean, feel you appropriate were,
you would say I'm fine a lot you would scream that you were fine
we would hear that through the vent or whatever.
Yeah, you could hear other people's apartments very clearly in the bathroom vents.
So we kind of scoot on into the bathroom.
Yeah.
If we weren't in there already for our dream session, you know?
Yeah.
And then we'd hear, I'm fine.
Uh-huh.
Thump, 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 click, 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 kaboom. And it would be like, okay. I also would be pretty uncomfortable going to check only because I was very confident you would not recognize me if I came in.
You would be like, who's there?
Yeah.
You just look straight through to the hallway.
Yep.
And then even in the span of a single conversation, it
forget.
Might happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hayes, how have you met Gillian? Because you were saying that you had your own connections.
Well, at the bill, I would come to the building all the time.
Yeah.
For the dream sessions.
Mm. Why weren't you ever at your place for dreaming?
Ceilings too low.
There were high ceilings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very high ceilings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're waving around, you know, like imagining mm-hmm. the space and like waving our arms around. And in my place, you could hurt your hand, your finger really badly.
Yeah, yeah.
If you tried
fingers.
To even wave at somebody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would go to the apartment. And so I have this thing, you know, you have to like park your car and stuff. It's hard for me to park my car without a tennis ball hanging down from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so I get into a lot of situations where I have to park and there's no tennis ball.
Yeah.
Right.
That
and the way the
building today,
like the outside parking is set up at the building, I would just like not really be able to, I wasn't going fast, but I'm definitely not able to know like exactly when to stop. And so your trash area, I would kind of use as like a soft.
Wait, you were letting him park in our parking area?
In the back parking area.
Those are all reserved spots.
Excuse me. Larry
spots. Was very supportive of our project.
He had a lot of questions. What will you be doing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How long will you be in here?
Yeah.
You know, and I would say, we could do whatever we want.
Yeah.
You know, but then that also
that attitude
would make
is not
him very
help you.
Suspicious. That's, not with Larry.
We did tell him it was a podcast about climbing hair, which for him
that
he was very enthusiastic.
Seal
okay,
it.
So you don't know.
Yeah,
what
you don't
Rapunzel
know what
story
I,
is.
I'm lost again. I thought I understood what was happening, and now we're back to square one.
But Larry
one
was sort of an enthusiast of not hair necessarily on its own or climbing on its own, but the concept
of
climbing.
The combination of those two ideas did something for him. It just like he just lit up like a little kid, you know?
Mm.
And so I would park in the parking area and sort of smush up against the trash. And at the time,
like what were the big trash?
The big trash part, yes.
Mm-hmm. I would use that
to kind of like
remember
give
the
my
trash you'd smush up against.
Give my car a soft landing. Smush.
See the trash you kind of smush into it.
Smush up against the trash area.
Don't remember smushing.
Stop. Okay.
Smush against the trash. Okay.
And
we lived on different floors.
Was doing a great deal of kayaking at the time. And so I would keep, obviously, my kayak on the roof of the car. Where?
Where?
In the river.
I want to talk.
Although, well, first the river and then the ocean. I'd go all the way out in the ocean. The river feeds into the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that's how rivers work?
Yes.
Ideally, yeah. At least they used
the river
to.
Is river. Go. It goes into the ocean. You have to go.
To leave?
I gotta go.
Based on that?
I gotta go.
Did you put something in the river that you thought you could just go back and get?
See, so this is extra interesting to me because.
Oh, no.
Doing
oh,
a lot of kayaking.
I gotta call my mom.
I would just think that you would have more information on this. At
is it
least
something that belonged to your mom? Like, how is your mom related to what got lost in the river?
She gave me something and she said, hold on to this. And I was like, I don't have room for it. Okay. I thought I'd put it in the river.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Is it something that would, like, float?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I put it on a rock and I thought it'd be fine.
Okay, so that's better. So it's
but
probably
we've had a lot
still...
of rain.
Okay. How big is the rock?
Yeah. It was... I mean, I should say pebble. That's
okay. So it was really small. Mm-hmm. How
it was under the water. How it was a pebble under the water.
The story
how buoyant
changing.
Is the thing?
Quite.
Okay, so probably it's just dragging the pebble into the. So the pebble's probably in the ocean too.
okay,
that's bad.
Was it a raft?
Okay.
Yeah.
So
this,
okay.
What?
Never mind.
Okay,
never mind.
Okay. What
okay.
Did
it doesn't
you
matter.
What
it doesn't matter.
Okay, so
I'm
this
sorry.
Is what I'm wondering because in. Driving my car into the
where
track,
are we again?
The momentum from that would take my kayak. My kayak is not like strapped down because if I need it really fast, I kind of have to keep it loose on the roof of the car.
Absolutely, yes.
And so my kayak would kind of...
That was what I did with the thing in the river.
Shoot
I
didn't... forward, go into your trash,
okay,
and then you would come out and just take out whatever was in there. Which I feel like was like part of your daily routine is just like, what's it? And you're like, this is mine. It's my name on the building.
Yep. One man's trash.
Yeah.
I'd always hear you sort of muttering to yourself.
Yep. And I do a lot of muttering and stomping and falling down ladders.
One man's trash. One man's trash. Little Gilly's treasure.
That's okay. That's copyrighted. Please stop. Unless you want to pay me.
And so you would drag the kayak out of the trash, hoist it onto your back, and sort of like whistle your way back into the building.
Now it's mine. Now it's mine. Yes.
And so I wonder if this is
a bit more memorable because this is ringing a bell.
Yeah. Well, the kayak, I feel like you're remembering more than him.
I wonder if this is the thing that you, I mean, the story is that you gave it to your mom or something, but like tried to keep it safe in a river.
Mm-hmm. That's where they go. Come on, you're not going to get me there.
Yeah.
That's
no,
where they go.
I've definitely seen them there before.
That's where they go.
But they go fast.
Either
like, they
people
go
are
in
them or they're moving or they need to be locked off in some way.
I thought put a pebble inside it. It'll weigh it down.
Uh-huh.
It's not going anywhere.
And the river's the river.
The
you
river's
know,
the
if it's
river.
Later in the river, no big deal. But now that we're finding out rivers
and
are
and also what's
in
that
theory,
saying about you go
to
back
ocean.
To the river twice, even if you go to the same spot, it's changed because you're different or something about
the
time.
River
that
is
should have been a signal to you.
That's a clue that you can't just go back
I thought that was more about like me as a person that you're never the same person
well,
twice,
it is.
Not the river.
Right. Well, it is.
It is.
It is.
But it's also about the river.
It's also about
sense.
The river. I was just a little...
It's about
okay,
everything.
It was a me thing. Okay, yeah. I was focused on myself, which is my camera. We've got three.
You know what?
One.
Only
Rochelle's
one
got
is,
you covered.
Yeah.
That one's yours. And let them know about 10-year-old
Tom. Season
the cartoon
2.
Where the kids are acting so weird.
Oh,
and
you know who
I
else
don't
is on
know.
That? Paul Rust, who cast you on Love, your friend.
He wow. did put me in the show, yeah. And shout out to Bang Raj Band as well, one of the voices on 10-year-old Tom.
Yeah, why are you attacking 10-year-old Tom? It's a nice show.
I didn't. I'm attacking
it.
I said it's the show where the kids act so weird.
Yeah.
Is that where's the
good.
Lie?
I think it's good that they're allowed to be.
No
weird.
Lies detected.
Ooh, maybe that's your doc.
I think
oh,
it might
be called No Lies.
Yes,
detected.
you could have a metal detector, but it's for lies.
Yes,
uh-huh.
And you two could go around.
Go around,
lie,
go
no
to Washington.
Yes,
and scan some of those fat cats, and the detector will be like going off like crazy.
And so you're filming us. It's 70 mil. So that we'll need all three of these cameras, right? Because it's each camera films a different
These are not film cameras.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't shoot crashing on that. You simply cannot. You might want to, and I wouldn't blame you, but it wouldn't be possible.
So they are supposed to be film cameras. Rochelle recently has managed to make them not film cameras.
Rochelle. Budget cuts.
And so we'll do a whole episode and do some of our most amazing like physical bits that we've ever done. And then and then we will be told afterwards that the cameras were converted
in the gate.
Into not film cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness. Stuff.
Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult. But Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, Everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription and the other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I want to talk about one of the most controversial moments from the Smartless documentary series that we should recreate, which is the guys get really mad at each other over a bad guest being booked.
Yeah.
And generating like a not good episode.
Mm-hmm. And do they name the guest?
Yeah, you know who it is because they do 2 shows in Boston. And for one, they have Conan. And for the other, they have like some professor.
Yeah.
Like a science expert or something.
I love science.
And they,
JB goes off. He does not care for science.
He doesn't like science?
No. Mm-hmm.
I love science. Mm-hmm. I had a failed science podcast on your former podcasting network. We were compatriots at one point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had a big meeting about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was...
the day...
we fought for you.
The day when Earwolf... They brought everyone together and they said, look, I know we have never had a podcast that failed before. And it really seemed like we could keep that going forever. Mm-hmm. Every single podcast we've ever done has been an incredible roaring success.
But there's that old saying, you know,
go to a river.
15th through the wall always gets bloody. Yes.
Wait, say it again.
The 15th one through the wall always gets bloody.
The 15th one through the wall always gets bloody. Mm-hmm.
And so they said, so the we did
14 really good podcasts.
We did a science podcast that was so fucked up and busted.
Yeah.
This podcast failed so hard.
Yep, that's true.
We will be selling our company to a fucking newspaper or something.
Yeah. We'll be selling it to the spelling bee.
First they did sell to basically a newspaper.
First they sold
group.
The entire company to the spelling bee.
Yes.
I love the spelling bee.
Well, that should have been part of the science podcast.
We could have.
Because, yeah.
I mean, I could have really, you know, done some synergistic content with the spelling bee.
Favorite word to spell, go.
G-I-L-L-I-A-N.
Wow. I mean, let's talk about Earwolf for a minute. Like, what was that conversation like with you? Were they just like.
They said.
Smoked your ass.
No more of this. You know, I cried a little because I, yeah. you know. I like scientists.
It really set back the whole thing, the whole science thing. I actually think when JB is going off.
It's because he hated my podcast so much.
Not that he hated your podcast. He didn't listen to it.
Yeah.
But there were other ones that worked. Yes. Yeah. Ours didn't.
I remember at least two.
Ologies. Yeah. Yes. Everybody likes that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's big. Big Patreon following. Yeah. We're trying to get a piece of
Gabrus did one for Stitcher. Yeah.
The
yeah.
layman.
Yeah.
What? Say it again.
The layman. Gabrus's show for Howl.
That was
nay Stitcher.
Oh, is that?
I don't know.
Who
don't
can
know.
Keep up? My stomach just growled.
Yeah, well,
we do that in
that.
Here. We're all on IF.
We're all doing IF.
What's
we're all
IF?
Doing IF. Intermittent fasting. Wait, yours just does that normally.
I'm
no,
hungry.
It's
got
to be part of your window.
Oh. Well, so you might be doing IF.
What are we doing? What's happening? Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, don't even worry about
it. Unlike you, I respect the listener, so I won't be
crunching on it.
Yeah. That'll go
okay,
in the
but you said you were hungry,
tote.
And
so okay.
What
you want to do a doc?
Yes,
you want to do a doc.
That's what you could have used at the river. So now I'm actually wondering
okay,
if you
and,
know if you
and do you like the spelling bee?
Wait, what? What could I have used at the river? A documentary?
Doc. So
oh, got it. Fun.
Because she likes the
every
spelling
once in a while.
Bee.
That's yeah. fun.
Every once in a
I
while,
I like it
because
I'm not good at it.
Fun.
I had to. This is no.
It's
joke.
Thrilling to you. It's always a surprise. You go, how the
palms
fuck are they going to get out of this
sweating.
One?
It's nice actually to have someone be like, "Wait, what did you say?" Instead of most of the time, people are just like, "Okay," they just like ignore it.
No, I have going. To just get in the pun mind. You know, it's like I have to get there where you guys are. I have to. Meet you where you are.
Three film cameras. Technicolor. Each is filming a separate section of the screen because we are going 70 millimeter.
Why not
we are
IMAX?
Going 90
Why not
on
IMAX?
This. People will
Why
be going 90
IMAX?
To watch.
I don't want to get IMAX? In a fight. I don't want to get in a pissing contest with Nolan over the theater space. That's why right. not IMAX.
Is he releasing it in... It's IMAX?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's going IMAX.
We
and
will.
Tom Cruise is not thrilled.
Oh, we
good
will.
Mission. Am I?
Yes.
Which one is it? Am
I? Let's go big. Let's go bigger than IMAX.
Let's go bigger.
Let's
go.
The exclusive
U-Max.
To the
panorama. Let's take it back.
Yes.
Let's finally
panorama
reclaim
vision.
Panorama.
Cinerama. The Cinerama Dome.
Cinepanorama.
Cinerama.
We do it in the mm-hmm. dome, exclusive to the dome, the Hayden Panettiere. Those are the only places that can play our show.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about this?
Hit me.
What if you find a
We're
way to
cooking.
Project it onto a body of water and then you could kayak to the ocean and
okay,
then have
I
it be.
I don't actually have a kayak anymore.
I took it. Well,
someone released
it
and you put
ocean.
It in the river. You put
this is the podcast. This
down,
is the podcast.
Like
we
dumbass.
Find the kayak.
This is the podcast.
This is the podcast.
Yes.
This is the podcast.
This is the podcast.
No, this is
For
the podcast.
Better or worse.
No.
Yes.
This is the podcast.
Okay. Yes.
We find your kayak.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. You get in it.
Okay, the first step is finding this kayak.
That's going to take a while.
It's been in the ocean
it
for
feels like
over
we're
a
skipping
decade.
A lot of steps that lead to finding the kayak.
What we get in someone's car. We drive.
Okay.
To the ocean. We look.
Sounds like you're not offering your car.
No, not offering my car.
Someone's car.
Someone
yours can
Somebody
smush
have to,
apparently.
Okay.
That
yeah.
might be useful. In this endeavor.
I'm worried with the tennis ball situation. Driving toward the ocean is not something that I am supposed
okay.
to do.
I'll meet you yeah. there.
Okay.
I'll put a GoPro in your car. That's how we'll film you guys when you're in the for the car scenes.
Okay.
I love.
We'll
that.
Mount it, so it'll be getting footage of you two driving, and I won't have to be anywhere near you.
Like the Sonic guys.
Like the Sonic.
It's
guys.
Going to feel like the Sonic guys.
This would be great for you.
Yes.
Yes.
You the two Sonic could be the new aesthetic. Sonic guys.
Yes.
Which foods do you eat? Are you why is this not branded? You could be getting sponsorships.
It has a brand on it.
It is branded. Ball? It's branded by the weapons manufacturer Ball.
Weapons manufacturer.
Yeah, they no longer make mason jars. They make like guns.
Okay, well, I'm advertising for La Colombe. Okay, they paid me to be here today. Not mm-hmm. you, sorry. That's my deal that I worked out. It's direct to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I would actually want to be paid by something that makes the most dangerous product on Earth.
But now they have warnings.
Coffee is so hot. It is...
It tastes
this is
insane.
Why your doc it tastes is not
it is devastatingly addictive.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you have too much, you could actually explode.
Oh, and by the way, you can't go to sleep after you have it. And it
and
keeps
you need
you
sleep.
Up
and
all
you need sleep
night.
To be alive. But if you want to promote something like that, then by all means, go off.
You like science. Let's talk about something. So the human animal, through thousands of years of evolution, has never managed to create an alternate mechanism for laying completely vulnerable during a third of its life. Does that mean sleep's important? I think it's gotta be. So, excuse me. Did you just fall asleep? You proved my point. You proved my
That's
point.
That's how important it is.
You That's had to how do important. You, had to you have do to it do right it now, to escape really sometimes.
What were you talking about?
He's talking about... See, I sort of wonder what you were doing on your science podcast, and I guess this is why it had to be yeah. destroyed
this
for
may
no
be
one
why
to ever
failed.
Hear again.
It went in the vault. Okay, back to the documentary. Okay, so you are jealous of the smartless people.
No lies detected.
So that's good. It could be like a grudge doc.
I would like it to feel like we are doing a documentary at them.
Okay, that's good.
If that makes sense.
I would say, sir, are there any like...
Have you done that show?
No.
Okay.
I'm here. I want to be here.
I'm sorry.
With you two. No, I chose this.
It was them or
you know
us.
With late night bookings?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're very competitive with each other and they'll be like, you can do Bear, but then you can't do Kimmel.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they like morning, you guys know.
You can do Jimmy, but then you can't do James.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same deal with you and Smartless. I don't know if you've been made aware of that's what's going on.
That's why we can't get any of the big guests
deal.
They have. Yeah.
Yes.
But I like to support up and coming podcasts like you guys have only been
indie
at this
sleaze.
Kind of underground
but
yeah like
me,
the music you listen to late night bands not this fucking at... big commercial
no.
stuff
mm-hmm. No, and you haven't been at it for that long. This is new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so
we're coming into our own. We're stepping into our power right now, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to really zero in on what the show could be.
What could the show be
if it's IMAX?
This is
in the dome.
This
do
is,
we get?
This is the podcast.
I wonder if
this
we could get a little drone to do like a very slow flyover just from that corner of the room mm-hmm. to this one.
That's mm-hmm. fun.
And so at the beginning, it's like
that's
you're
fun.
Soaring over the podcast.
Maybe for the finale, the drone could blow me up.
I'd like to see that.
Well, I don't think anyone would be able to.
That's
avoid
something,
watching it.
That's something they never do in the IMAX like nature documentaries and stuff. They're following like a gazelle like running through the forest, and you never see a target appear.
It's never a targeted strike. And I think that we should really acknowledge like that, yes, you know, we are using a drone and let the drone fulfill its purpose and eliminate me in order to service my family, which we talked about, that me vanishing would maybe be something that would stop them from...
You know what would also be fun? You know all those stand-up specials where they start backstage with the comic?
Oh, my God. I love that because it's like, I don't want to see the fucking jokes. Mm-hmm. I want to see you getting hype.
Yeah.
We could do that with you.
I drink a big water.
Yeah. We start.
Mm-hmm. Get a hug from my manager. I don't have one, but if I got one.
See, this is actually what we were hearing, I think. Downstairs.
That was me again.
The apartment building.
Okay.
I have a digestion issue. So what? What of it?
Did you see Kevin's shirt?
Oh, yeah. We talked about this because I was early. You two were late, but I was actually early. So we had a full conversation.
What's on your shirt?
It's a chain in Pittsburgh called the Primanti Brothers.
Thirsty, yes.
For Manny Brothers, yes. And what are they famous for? He took a sip. This is, you gotta,
great time. You gotta work. Great time to take a sip.
For their sandwiches?
Mm-hmm. What? What? I couldn't understand what
tuna
he said.
Sandwiches.
Tuna sandwiches. No.
Tuna sandwiches.
They're famous for putting the French fries in the sandwich.
Okay.
This you could do a food show.
This could explain your digestion issue a little bit.
I don't think we can do a food show.
We can't.
What's wrong with that?
Food is some of the most dangerous
is actually
material
yeah.
on earth. Well, we cannot. So by all means, go off if you're interested in doing a show that promotes food.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But some of it is unbelievably hot.
Done it in irresponsible ways, but it's so hot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of it needs to be cooked or you get sick mm-hmm. and your ass could choke.
There's no there's almost some of it has directions on it, but most of it has no directions at all.
On the food
itself.
Doesn't
say anything.
Yes. Like when you buy a cucumber, it doesn't have
zero information.
One of the
sometimes
most
doesn't even say cucumber.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so what are you interested in? I'm hearing a lot of no's, but I'm not hearing a lot of yeses. So it's like, you know,
honesty.
When you're pitching, you have to, if you're going to say no to somebody else's pitch, you can't just say no. You have to have a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my idea is that your idea is bad. That is my idea.
Then why am I here?
I don't fucking know, man. This is part of the whole thing of like, if we could have gotten you when we originally tried to book you 6 years ago before your team like came at us and like sent us all the like legal material and shit, then maybe we would have been able to by now have gotten to market with a documentary we could agree on.
How's the team feeling about the documentary?
Who's the team
space?
At this point?
I didn't tell them about this today. I'm going to be honest. Okay. That's the only way this happened.
That makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
That's why
because there's no way they were going to relent.
And a hat and stuff.
Especially
you
after
had to go
some
through Mike Mitchell and
it.
That's how you got it. I admire you guys. You got it done.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what the pimple sticker is for. It's a disguise.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Because this pimple is so distinctive to me.
That's not
that
my
Gillian
client.
Jacobs?
My client has perfect skin.
No, that can't be Gillian.
Who's the team right now? Who are we working with?
My mom.
Batting first.
My mom.
Fire her ass. Call her and fire her.
Okay. Her dog.
In center field. Mom's dog.
Yep. My mom.
What's
and
the dog's name?
Fella.
That's gonna cause a lot of trouble at the park.
Okay. Fella, okay, fire fella.
Okay.
Can you imagine all the yes?
Okay.
Can you imagine all the
fired.
Fellas at the park?
He's
yes.
fired.
Yes. Me as well.
Sure, I'll
me
sure,
as well.
I'll come there.
Of course. Okay. I'm coming here now.
Are you done?
It's time to go.
No, he's not.
All the fellas leave the park.
Apologies. Yeah, they leave their dogs there. Chaos.
All right, they're fired.
It's fucking chaos. Okay,
it's time
great.
To move on.
Okay, who do the smart list guys
Fella.
Have? Are there teams on the doc series?
Their teams are teaming as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, who's on their team?
E-M-I-N-G.
Well, there's two.
Give us the smart list guys team.
There's two private jet pilots, and they help when their guys are horsing around, and they break a door in the plane.
What?
So then the pilots fix a door.
The team broke the door?
No.
No, the boys were horsing
guys,
around.
They were horsing
smartless
around.
Guys are going too ham.
Mm-hmm.
We John
gotta
Hamm
horse around
there?
More. I wish, man. He's done the show.
He did our show.
Oh.
I mean, I know one of the smartless guys' team. I mean, I got Arnett's development guy's phone number. Should we just reach out to him on the show?
Let's do it now.
Yeah. Sure.
Engineer Devin, too.
Oh, should we
engineer
call Engineer
Devin?
Engineer
works
Devin?
On that show? Yeah,
he works at Smartless.
Okay.
He works at Smartless.
Let's call.
Who was the engineer on Failed Science?
We don't need to talk about that. It's not their fault.
Okay, we're getting engineered.
So you don't remember?
We don't need to talk about it. This is like, don't.
Kevin's about to get his ass curved by Engineer Devin.
Yep, Kev.
Hi, Devin.
What's up, bud?
You're on Hollywood Handbook.
Hell yeah.
Never happened before.
We're working on making a documentary.
This is how our booking is supposed to go, by the way. Like, can you just do that? Can people just say hell yeah when we reach out?
We're trying to make a documentary like The Smartless Boys, and we're wondering if you could give us some help.
Okay, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, take it away.
Take it away.
You're on, Chief.
Do you have any tips? Any insight?
Did he get to be in the documentary?
Are you in the doc at all?
No, I've only met one third of them.
Let's guess.
Let's guess.
Gotta be Sean.
Yep.
It's certainly Sean.
Yeah. Yes.
It's absolutely
there
Sean.
Was because he engineered, never any doubt.
Because he engineers, and you said they didn't have any spinoffs, but he does engineer Sean Hayes' Will and Grace recap
okay.
podcast.
I didn't know that.
McCormick.
We could do a love recap podcast.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Two cast members.
I actually produce the recap show, so it's not just an engineering we love, situation. Love. Yep. I'm actually a little bit higher up in the world these days. So
he produces the Will and Grace spinoff podcast, is what he said.
Yeah.
I said that.
Thirsty ass.
I said round of applause
for him.
How did they get
love
someone?
Love ladies?
Was it shot on film?
Was it shot on film?
Office love.
Yeah, it is shot on film.
How'd they get the cameras?
How'd they get the cameras?
Yeah, great question.
This is huge. We almost forgot to talk about that.
I almost wore my Panavision hat today.
Yes.
I think it was a rental. Yeah.
Oh, they didn't buy them. See, that's, I would have bought them.
In the long term, that would have saved them some money, I think. Mm-hmm.
With the danger
yeah,
of,
rather than renting,
yeah.
Just buy like, the equipment and then rent it out to other productions
with,
or something.
With the
after.
Smartless team exactly. horsing around like exactly. they do, the rental's mm-hmm. actually pretty
How
dangerous.
Many cameras did they have going?
Oh, God, at least 12.
Shoot, 12 wow. film cameras.
And we were only talking about three.
Goodness, dodecavision.
Whoa. And what was the pitch deck like for the doc?
Oh, it was so short, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh.
We're just going to film these guys. It was so short. It was two
just
sentences.
Just a number. It just the pitch doc was the number 80 million.
Could you, like, give us some, like, outtakes from the podcast
yeah,
or the doc?
What didn't make it to air?
And we can do some face replacement?
Can we use those?
Can we yeah. use some stuff yes. from the cutting room floor? Yeah.
Are there any fun areas they've explored?
Do you know the guy that swept up the unused, like, film footage? Like, the guy that, like, you know how sometimes you can get a big bag of hair from the barber
yeah.
shop?
What?
You know how if you go at the end of the barbershop day,
what?
You can just for free eat all the hair that yeah. they were going to put out back?
It's like still pretty fresh. They can't yeah. like, they can't use it the next
yeah,
day.
Yeah, they're not allowed to use it the yeah, following day, so like, they just have the to same. Give it away. But it's
still good.
Yeah, if you wait outside.
Can we get that, Devin?
I didn't Devin have access to the bag that. Of hair clips. I wasn't allowed access to it. They were kept in a kind of a locked bin, basically.
Mm.
You had to have a code to get into it. And I was new then. I wasn't
like,
given the code.
He's like taking over.
Being like
this thirsty
too
ass.
Alpha or something. Yeah. Like yeah, he's really pushing me around on my own show.
Well, I mean,
like, I feel like I've just vanished.
What
from
do you
this
have
episode.
To say to the $80 million man? I mean, what are you yeah. two going to say?
That's right.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah, I could buy
three
me,
podcasting
buy
networks
me
later.
Sell me mm-hmm. 100 times over.
Yeah.
What do you think is the secret to your success? What can we learn from you?
God, that's a good question.
He's going to say be kind.
I don't know that anyone can learn anything.
I know he's going to say be kind.
Say it again. Say it again.
Secret to my success is just doing the work, and
that's
doing it well.
A, Kevin's phone is so loud.
How do you get that loud?
Gillian's loud. Like it's just it's
everything's
just,
like
too loud
right?
Like,
what, who's
getting,
the network for the doc there. Series?
It's Max.
Oh, it's Max.
It's Max. God damn it!
Like we'll call them. Ago. Okay, we don't want to hold you up because
Gildan, good T-shirt.
We know that they have to. You probably have a lot of like money to count or something.
It is funny because I'm literally in a meeting right now between
oh.
this instead.
With who?
Who's in a meeting?
All the like marketing people. talking about launching the show that I'm producing, so I should probably get back
can
to
we
it,
merge calls
I'm mm-hmm. not answer
get
yeah
them
can we get them on because that we could use them to help market
any
some of the,
market?
The marketing for your podcast is gonna be that different from how we would market this right
no. That's right pretty much the same I would think
All right. Well, thank you so much, Devin. Give us a lot to chew on for sure.
Do you have to go?
My first appearance on this show in 2 years. Incredible.
I'm sorry. It's so unprofessional. Thank you. I'm so sorry.
Guys. It's professional to have like other shit to. It's unprofessional to have other shit to do. That's like the most professional thing in the world.
Okay. He
said do the work.
Shows
and that
up
means
late
be
and
here
leaves
now.
Early. Yeah. Yeah.
Be here now.
But
I think you should just accept defeat. That's what I'm going to say to you both. They've won.
They kind of won't let us.
Who?
It's just like everything. Like they won't let us be successful, and they also won't let us fail. Just,
why don't you go more niche then? Because micro influencing is now, it's like you don't want a huge following. You want a small but dedicated following.
Yeah.
So you should.
I micro influenced just before I did the show.
Yes. So you got to go more niche. This is, you know, maybe it's not the Hollywood handbook. It's the Hollywood hand.
More niche game hen.
More niche. Say again.
Bye.
Hollywood handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.